What's left for us to enjoy in this crazy, lonely world of ours?
Not a lot.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
It's a real hopeful question.
The running of the Bulls in Spain?
No.
It was canceled.
Yeah.
The college football season?
No.
It's getting close.
Yeah, probably canceled.
Probably.
Oh, Hootie and the Blowfishes Monday after the Masters Celebrity Pro-Am Golf Tournament and Benefits Concert?
Is that a real thing?
It is a real thing. But it has been canceled.
Oh, not Hootie.
Dude, why do I picture Tiger Woods just jamming Hootie?
Going air guitar on his golf club. But one thing that's still happening throughout it all is
COVID sanity.
Yes, that is not canceled.
Nope. I can't believe we're still doing this segment.
I know.
Yeah. When we started it way back in March or something, I thought, oh, we'll do this for a couple times.
Nope. Here we are months later.
Yeah.
Still doing it. It's our ongoing segment where we discuss the funniest and strangest news stories going on during the pandemic. For example, a school district in Illinois has officially banned students from wearing pajamas during their Zoom classes.
Come on.
Oh, good luck enforcing that.
If we can do it at work, why can't they do it at school?
One parent said, quote, I don't see how any district can come in and say what my kid can't wear in my house.
Yeah.
They don't have the right.
Seriously.
And that lady's name is Janet, and she definitely takes her kids to school in a minivan wearing sweats.
But what's the problem? I knew kids that wore PJs to school all the time.
I don't know. I actually, I understand this. I've talked to some teacher friends, and they say that the kids will literally be in bed still when they're Zoom calling, and they're not paying attention, and they can physically see them playing video games in the background.
Okay,
I think that they're just desperate to get these kids to pay attention at all.
And some form of structure. Like, get ready for the day.
Totally.
Let's practice because we know what to do when we get out of all this.
Right? Yeah.
But of course, parents immediately turn this into some fighting for their children's God-given right to wear SpongeBob PJs and eat Fruity Pebbles in their bed. How dare you? What happens if students are caught wearing PJs on camera?
Yeah.
It's not really clear, but some of the things schools list as possible punishments include taking away privileges.
Like what?
I don't know.
What privilege do you have right now?
That's it. We're taking away the laptop we gave you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, fine.
I won't do any school.
They also say verbal reprimands are a possibility.
No. Yeah. Dude, they should just roast them.
Also, timeouts and possible detention.
Timeout.
How do you put someone on detention in their own house?
Go outside.
And there's a new trend with a lot of rich people now that are buying or renting second homes to use as an office.
To use as an office?
Yep.
Rich people are obnoxious.
One guy in New York City who lives in a penthouse just bought a condo 3 floors down so that he just has to take the elevator to go to work every morning.
And you know what? I guarantee that guy is still complaining about it.
Yeah. He says he did it because he can actually relax in his office condo.
His penthouse is really stressful.
Very, very, very stressful. Yeah. The sun comes in a bad angle up there.
Yeah, it's too much light because I have the penthouse.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
He says he does plan to write it off as a business expense.
Oh, that makes
sense.
Of course.
Good
for him.
Government
will be fine with it.
We're doing another edition of
COVID Sanity.
Finding the not-so-serious stories happening during the outbreak. Police in Iowa responded to a burglary call that happened around midnight at a local bank recently. Turns out a 35-year-old man had smashed the glass door at the entrance, broke inside, and then cameras caught him going around to all the teller stations and stealing hand sanitizer bottles.
What?
And then he ran out.
He knows there's no shortage of that anymore, right?
Wait.
Any cash that was available inside the bank was left behind.
He's very clean.
Yeah. The mayor of Brazil is 100% on board with the newest cutting-edge treatment for COVID-19. It's called rectal ozone therapy. I don't think I need to explain.
Oh,
it's pretty...
I don't get it at all.
No? You want me to explain it?
Yeah, is this when you...
According to the mayor, who's also a doctor, you use the application in the rear end area for 2 to 3 minutes a day, and it gives you, quote, an excellent result.
What? What do you put up there?
I think he just had a really good weekend wanted to explain his way out of it. Is what it sounds like.
I experimented this weekend and I feel great. Right. Let me tell you.
Yeah, his secretary walked into his office while he was doing something inappropriate. And he's like, "Oh no, it's rectal ozone therapy for the coronavirus." Yeah.
It's my new mask. Yeah, it's a leather mask. Yeah.
Suddenly, she's setting up press conferences for him, and he just has to keep going with the lie. Right. Is that where we're at?
The treatment has no clinically proven effectiveness against the coronavirus. But it's not what the mayor says.
Sure, man. Hey, you do you. All right, buddy?
A group of event planners in LA are getting criticized today for holding a 90-person live event to discuss the loss of live events.
You're joking, right?
No. That really happened.
Why would they do that?
The irony.
They got to bring the live events back.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
And finally, there's a circus in Germany that's been surviving the pandemic financially by getting creative with what they have. And instead of using their performers to entertain large crowds and make kids laugh, everyone's changed jobs and they're focused solely on collecting lion and tiger poop.
What?
What?
So, like, the trapeze artists are just pooper scoopers.
Yep.
No.
They're gathering it, bagging it up, and selling it because it helps keep people's gardens fresh.
Oh my God. Zoos have like one day a year where they give away like the elephant poo or whatever.
Really?
Yes. And like people go nuts for it. Gardeners are like crazed over this stuff.
And so the circus used to leave the big cat droppings in people's dumpsters before they left town. But now they're selling it to homeowners and apparently they're making more money than they ever did running the regular circus.
Excuse me.
Guys, it gives me an idea though. Maybe you guys can meet me in the bathroom after this segment is done.
Gross, dude.
I have an idea. You never know with
you
the radio industry.
No.
You never know.
Nobody's looking for that Dorito dung you're creating.
I'm just saying we need a backup plan in case this goes, you know, this goes down the drain. This goes to blank.
Okay, again.
But anyway, those are the COVID-sane feel-good stories coming out of the outbreak. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.